what it is you're being taught, but the lack of awareness of its impact on your anxiety levels ultimately creates poor golf on the golf course. And then people are looking for answers, you see. And so they resort to things like hypnosis. And I'm suggesting that you don't have to try and change subconscious patterns, because it's the subconscious which controls our actions in our life quite successfully. It's our conscious mind which is determining our performance. And if we start to change our conscious behaviours, then the subconscious will be left in peace to do what it does, which is swing golf clubs. It's like driving a car, Alan. You now drive your car. Your eyes may be on the road. Your attention can be anywhere in time, thinking about meetings, thinking about anything. And all the time this is happening, you ask yourself, who's driving the car? If you're not consciously attending to it, then somebody else is. And that's your subconscious, you see. And it's that same process in yourself that you can allow to swing a golf club and to putt. But that will never happen as long as you continue to focus your attention solely on your technique. Herein lies the reason why I'm producing my work. By getting people attention away from technique, by getting them target-oriented, relaxed and focused, they start to hit balls to their targets. Anxiety is no longer present, you see, and that's ultimately what the purpose of this whole body of work is.
Well, I think you do an excellent job of relaying that through in your DVD, Target-Oriented Golf. Your passion for what you do is evident from the very beginning, and it is, once people see this, they will think, you know, they will, like me, think, you know, there's a disconnect somewhere. The first thing I thought of, since I have young children that I would love to play golf, is, you know, I'm glad I'm seeing this, but I'm also, it's unfortunate that most junior golfers are, at least for the present, not going to be taught this along with their instruction. I think it can make a huge difference for juniors and golf going forward if target-oriented golf, this type of thing, were taught from the very beginning. And I know I've said that before, but I think junior golf, everyone can benefit from it, but junior golfers especially, I think.